thinking about it, either give it a second thought.
Yeah. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Mortuary.
Okay. What do you call the box that a corpse is put into for burial?
Casket.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
The grave.
All right. And what about the place where a lot of people are buried?
Graveyard.
Okay. What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
A branch.
Okay.
Large and small.
And what's something that's a little bit bigger than a branch, but not as big as a river?
A creek.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
That'd be called a shoulder strap. That'd be a hiking bag, I guess.
Well, now I'm talking about something a man might wear instead of a belt.
Oh, around the waist?
No, now he can...
Oh, galluses.
Yeah, that's galluses. What I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Galluses, I'm thinking of.
What do you call unthickened gravy that's made from ham?
Unthickened gravy?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people call it red gravy.
Red gravy?
Yes, ma'am. Red gravy off of ham, behind where ham has been fried.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene oil,
okay.
For one.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? They run around wild sometimes.
That would be a ridge rooter.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
That would be this old allowed to try. Athletic foot.
Okay. What do people call homemade whiskey?
White liquor.
Okay. And what's the name for cheap whiskey?
Cheap whiskey. That'd be a low grade of, I'd be called Singlings, I guess.
Okay. And let's see, what do people call homemade whiskey that's poison, very bad for you?
A lot of people call it a white lightning.
Okay. Let's see, for Christmas, a child might hope to get lots of...
toys.
Okay. Now, this next part has to do with... how words change with time. And what we're interested here is not what you might have learned in school or what maybe your children or grandchildren would tell you, but just what you ordinarily every day say. Like if we were talking about seeing something, you'd say, today I see it, yesterday I saw it, many times I have seen it. So it's the same word, you know, but it changes.
Yes, and it changes.
Now, if we were talking about buying groceries, the word buying, you might ask me, have the groceries been, talking about buying something, have the groceries been, I'll explain it again, I'm not making myself real clear.
Well, that's all right.
Now, if we're talking about singing a song, you might say, has the song been sung, right? Talking about singing a song. Or if we're talking about taking a trip, we'd say, has the trip been taken? If we were talking about, what's another one?